wide line. About 10 lines from the bottom. The Gemara is talking about the topic of Gemara's picking up on the din in Mishnah, discussing the topic of a rov shnayim lechiyuv. The Mishnah establishes that you require a Sanhedrin consisting of 23 dayanim for the purpose of dealing the fashas. How do you know that that's so? Because the pasuk says in the end of Chumash Bamidbar, "Veshavta ho'eda v'hitzila ho'eda." Two different psukim. So the word "eda" has the connotation of 10 people, as it says, "Ad masel eda harua hazas yotzi yashu v'kolev." There were 12 meragmim. So two of them, the Rabbanu Shlomo is not angry about, only the remaining 10. So the eda harua is an allusion to the 10 bad meragmim. And that's how the halacha has established that you need 10 people to constitute a minyan. So it says, "V'nigdash tebisoch b'nei Yisrael," and the word "toch" appears in another pasuk in the context of "edo." So since the word "edo" has the connotation of 10, "amos eda harazo," so the word "toch" also has the connotation of 10. But here, "v'nigdash tebisoch," we're not talking about "edo v'shibidusha," just the word "edo" has the connotation of 10. So "v'shavtehu edo" sounds like it's saying that you have to have the ability, you have to have the possibility of 10 dayanim saying that the man is chayv mitzvah. The tzilu eda sounds like you have to have the possibility of 10 dayanim saying that he's potter from mitzvah. So that's how you establish that you need already 20 dayanim. You have to have the possibility of 10 dayanim saying chayv and 10 dayanim saying potter. There's going to be 10 against 10, so you're not going to get anywhere, so you won't come to any conclusion. So obviously we assume you have to have 21 dayanim, a minimum of 21 dayanim. 21 dayanim and 10 are saying chav, 10 are saying potter, that one can only tip the scale in favor of ptur, because in order to be mechayv a person niso, it's not sufficient with a rov of echad. It's not enough with such a basic elementary rov. You have to have a rov of shnayim. How do you know you have to have a rov of shnayim? Because the pasuk says in Mishpatim, it says in the pasuk "Acharav lahatos," you follow the majority, but then it says "Lo si acharav leroyt." So how can it be "Lo si acharav leroyt"? You have to have a unanimous vote in order to give the death penalty. It can't be. It doesn't have to be unanimous. "Acharav lahatos" applies both lechiv and leptur. So the Mishnah understands "Lo si acharav leroyt" means that a simple roy is not acceptable to give earnish me. So you have to have more than a simple roy. You have to have a roy of shnayim. So the mele. We have already established that the Sanhedrin has to have a minimum of 22 dayanim. You have to have 10 dayanim who can possibly say chayv misa, and 10 dayanim who can say potter from misa. Then you have to have, it's not enough with one to tip the scale. One can only tip the scale in favor of ptur, so you have to have two to tip the scale, who can either tip the scale in favor of ptur or in favor of chayv. So that's how we establish that you need a Sanhedrin consisting of 22 dayanim. So why do you need 23? We say la lach in 23. So the Mishnah concludes, because we have a rule, ein bezin shofar. That's the top of base on the base. Ein bezin shofar. You can't just leave it at the number of 22, because we learn out from psukim that you can never have a bezin shofar. The one exception to the rule that we do permit a bezin shofar is according to the Tana Reb Yudah by bezin hagadol. Bezin hagadol is different. Because the psukim say esfuli shiva mishan, he doesn't understand that it's 70 in addition to Moshe Rabbeinu adds up to the sum total of 71. He holds that it's only 70. So Bez Nagod was an exception to the rule. We discussed it when we learned the Gemara and Gimel on the base, but the Gemara says maybe Rabbi Yudah's opinion is only Ayotim and Akha, only Bez Nagod. Why is that so? Because the Rambam explained in the beginning of Hilchos Mamrim that the main function of there are differences between Bez Nagod and other Batei Dinim. Bez Nagod even meets on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Rambam quotes in the Tosefta, either halacha says ain't done him on Shabbos Yom Tov, and Bez Nagadol meets long hours in the day, not just usually the courts don't meet so long. So the Shabbos, the Rambam is quoting all this from the Tosefta, that's quoted in the Gemara later. The other Sanhedrin, the Bez Nagadol from Mamanis and the Sanhedrin from the Nefashis, doesn't meet all day long. They meet in the morning until 1 or 2 o'clock or so, and then they call it quits. And the Bez Nagadol sits in session the whole day long. Why is that? So we understood in the Rambam that the Rambam says it. Rambam says it. The main role of the Bez Nagadol is that they're supposed to be the Koilel that's sponsored by Klal Yisrael to preserve the Masorah of the Torah Shabbat Peh. So the Koilel is supposed to meet all day and all night. And they're supposed to have, two storm in the Beis Medrash and the third Seder at home. Okay. And we thought that the Dorim on Shabbos and Yom Tov also. So they meet, so that's why the Bez Nagadol meets all day, longer hours, and they meet on Shabbos and Yom Tov also. Another Bezdin of three, or Bezdin of Sanhedrin Tan of 23, is only for the purpose of being done. So the din is ain't done, and Lev Shabbos will Lev Yom Tov. So if they can't be done, so what are they going to meet for? It's not to talk Lashon Hara. So they have to talk Lashon Hara without the other 22 members, without the other 22 members of the Sanhedrin. But the Sanhedrin Dailos post, their main function is to sit together and to talk and learning, not necessarily to judge cases. There are very few cases that need a Bez Nagadol. They rarely ever paskin, they rarely ever ever judged a case. How many Yirini Dachas did you ever have one time that says never was and never will be? So how, Novi Asheker, how often do you need a Bez Nagadol? In Dorim Mesamelach, in Dorim Kain Gadol, how often are they being done a Kain Gadol Lemisa? Hardly ever came up. So if it ever did come up. So the main role of the Bez Nagadol really was to preserve the Masorah. So they're not really, they don't really start off as a business. So that's what, perhaps that's the pshat in the Gemara. They're a beautiful that by Bez Nagadol, the rule of Ein Bez and Shokel doesn't apply because their main function is not really as a business. It's a kailo. So a kailo doesn't make a difference. So Adirabi. It's better if it's in even numbers. So you have a split up in Harusas. Doesn't have to be Dafke and Adam. So this halacha that we learned in the Mishnah is now going to be picked up by the Gemara. That you have to have a rov of shnayim. A simple rov is not sufficient to administer din in the nefashos. You have to have a rov of shnayim. This is discussed in the Mishnah Lamed Beis Amin Aleph. The Perek Revi starts off that ech din imamus ech din nefashos bedrish v'chakira. They both have this in common, that the Eidim have to be interrogated properly, but there are Asara Chilukim Shebei Mamanus L'Nefashos. Rashi and Chumash quotes, Asara Chilukim Shebei Mamanus L'Nefashos. So one of the Chilukim between Mamanus and Nefashos is not really a function of the Hitzilah Ho'edo, it's just the halacha that in Mamanus it's sufficient with a Bezin of 3, and in Nefashos we require a Sanhedrin of 23. Kach Nemra halacha, that's not a function of Schus. It's not because you stand a better chance of being makel if we have 23. It's not better for him if you have 3 or 23. That's tzukim, that here it's enough a bezna 3 and then you need a bezna 23. And the other 9 chilukim between mamanus and nefashos are all based on the theme of a hitzila hu'edo. That a malamet schus ain't a chosen malamet chayva. Talmud has the right to be malamet schus, not to be malamet chayva. And so on. You have to have halonas adin the next day. And all of the other Masirim Lishus, Vein Masirim Lechayva, Double Jeopardy. Double Jeopardy is only Din Nefashos, it's not Din Imam. It's all the various distinctions. So these are all based on the aspect of the Hitzilah Hoedah. So that's why the Gemara says that there are cases where you require a Bezna of 23, but you don't have the other Dinim. Let's say by Mesis. By Mesis, there is no Din of the Hitzilah Hoedah, because the Pasuk says, So the Gemara says chilufahu lemesis, chilufa lemesis. That's on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. Chilufa lemesis. Or Sharaniskal requires a bezna 23 because kemisas abal chachnisas shor. And the Gemara says by Sharaniskal you don't have all the 9 chilukim between mamlus and nefash because you don't have the mitzvah heitzilah eider. It only applies to a case of din nefash san yimadi. Doesn't apply to din nefash san abhim. And in the case of Malkus, it's the reverse. Malkus is a machloekus satanaim in the first mission in Sanhedrin, where they need a bezna of 3, a bezna of 23, and we paskin that it's sufficient with a bezna of 3. And nonetheless, you require all of the 9 dinim of Hatzala. The 9 dinim of Hatzala apply to Malkus. That's what the Gemara establishes in the Pesukim in Perek Yechad Dinim Amin. That Mesis, in a certain sense, Mesis is the opposite from Malkus. That Mesis needs a Bezna of 23. Mesis and Sharniskal are the opposite from Malkus. Mesis and Sharniskal require a Bezna of 23, but all the 9 other Chilukim of Hatzalah do not apply. In Malkus, all the 9 laws of Hatzalah do apply, and the Bezna of 3 is sufficient. You don't need a Bezna of 23. These are the Gemaras. We mentioned the Minchas Chinuch Echzakasha. How can the Rambam quote this Gemara that all of the 9 differences between Mamanus and Nefashos apply to to Malkus. So he's bothered with Akasha. How can the Rov Shnayim apply to Malkus? You don't need a unanimous vote in order to give the Einish Malkus. It's sufficient with a Rov. So if it's a Rov, it's going to be 2-1. So it's only going to be a Rov of Echad. So you see the favor that a Rov of Echad is sufficient. You don't need a Rov of Shnayim. So how can the Rambam quote? It's not the Rambam's fault. The Rambam just quoted the Gemara. The Gemara says that Malkus Asya Rosha Rosha. Chayvei Malkus mi nine Asya Rosha Rosha. That's on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. That Malkus has all of the nine chibukim that between Mamanus and Nefashis that are based on the Hitzilu Eidah. They all apply to Malkus. The only difference between Malkus and Nisa is, well, one difference. What are you going to kill him? They're just going to give Malkus. Is he going to walk away alive or dead? Okay. Okay, that's the main difference. And then another difference is whether you need 23 or 3. Okay? And halachically, that's a different difference. Halachically, the difference is whether you need 3 or 23. So the Gemara says, the Gzereshavah, Rasha, teach me that all the nine chilukim between Mamanus and Nefashas that are based on the Hitzilu Eidah apply equally to Malkus as they apply to Misa. That's the Gemara. So the Men Hasinach asked the Kasha, how can it be that you need a basic rov is not sufficient? You need a rov shnayin by Malkus. Then, but if you have Malkus is enough with a bezna of three, so it's always going to be 2-1, unless you require unanimous vote. There is no such halacha that you require unanimous vote in order to administer Malkus. So the Menchas Chinuch said a teretz based on the expression that the Sefer Chinuch used. Sefer Chinuch writes when he quotes this pasuk from Parshas Mishpatim, Lasiyah. Achare Rabin L'ra'os, that you can't administer an Einish Misa based on the simple Roy. So the Sefer Achinuch writes a Loshin that you have to have a Ruba de Minkara. You have to have a Rob that's Nikar. So this ticked off the Minchas Chinuch because such an expression appears in the Gemara and Brachos with respect to benching Mezumen. That if you want to bench Mezumen with 10 people to be Master Shem Hashem, so the Gemara says it's not necessary that all 10 should have eaten bread. If you have a roiv, it's sufficient, but a roiv of 6 out of 10 is not enough. You have to have a roiv of 7 out of 10. 7 have bread, and the 3 can have had vegetables, can have eaten other things as well. What about if you're benching Mezumim with 3? So that happens to be a machloikas in Rishonim. Some hold that you do require that all 3 should have had bread. That is not sufficient if you have a roiv. But we don't accept that opinion. We in Shulchan Aruch, we accept the view that by 3, a roiv of 2 out of 3, 2 to 1, is also sufficient. So if 2 had pot and the third one had vegetables, then you can even tarif him to bench Mezumim. So the Rabbi Yoina and Brachis was bothered with this kasha. Why is it that if you have asura, that's not sufficient with 6 out of 10, you have to have 7 out of 10, so how come if you have 3 it's enough with 2 to 1? So he says because by 10, if you're just going to have 6 out of the 10, you only have 60%, so that's not called the Ruba de Minkara. You have to have more than 60%. But if you only have 3, you bench in the Zilman Bishloisha, and 2 out of the 3 had bread, so you have 66 and 2/3, so that's more than 60%. So if you have 3, so 2 out of 3 is a Ruba de Minkara. But if you have 10, then 6 out of 10 is not a Ruba de Minkara, you have to have 7 out of 10. So the Minchas Chinuch quotes that Rabbeinu Yoina. And he puts 2 and 2 together. He says the Sefer Achinuch used the expression in explaining the din. Let's see here, Acher Rabim Leroy, that you cannot administer an Einish Misa based on a simple roiv. You have to have a fancier roiv. So he uses the expression, it has to be a Ruba de Minkara. So he says, no, that's the answer. If you have 23, and you're going to have a split vote of 12 to 11, the roiv of Echa, 12 to 11, that's not sufficient. That's not enough of a roiv. That's a Ruba de Lod Minkara. If you have 13, if you're going to have 13 to 10, right, that's going to be a Ruba de Minkara. But if you're talking about Malkus, and Malkus, all you need is a Bezna of 3, and you have a Rav of 2 out of the 3, 2 to 1, so 2 out of 3 is a Ruba de Minkara. That's the suggestion of the Minchas Chinuch. The Dinim are not exactly the same. If by benching Mezumin you need 7 out of 10, so then... So then if you would have had, if you're carrying over that shiur Ruba de Minkara, so then how would you say if you would have a bezna of 20, so you would have needed 14 out of 20, and then you have another 3, we don't need 14, we say 13 to 10 is enough. We're not carrying over everything exactly the same.
It has to be above 6 out of 10.
Okay, it has to be above
6 out of 10.
has to be above 60%. So this is more than 60%. Let's say if you have sometimes not even going to be 60%. Let's say you have a case of Din in the Farshis where you had a Bez on 23 and it's a split vote. 11 say one way, 11 say the other way, and one says any or there. So the Din is Yosifu Adayonim. So you added two Dayonim, and they also split. One says Chai, one says Pot. They say again Yosifu Shnai. So they split, one says Chai, one says Pot. Yosifu, Yosifu, Yosifu. How long do you go Yosifu? You can have a Bez of a million people. So the Din is no, only Mosifin. So then finally you have 71 and it's still, it's a split vote. So then what do? So then you try to see, you try to get them, you lock them up in a room and you tell them to, you bang their heads together and you pressure them into coming to a conclusion. So if you have 71, then the din is that a Rav Shnayim is enough to you administer an Einish Misa. So let's say you'll have, let's say you have 71, can't count such big numbers. And you have 37 will say, 37 will say that he's a Chayiv Misa. And how many will say Pata? 34. 37, 34 equals 71. So what percentage is 37 out of? Is way less than 60%. And still the Halacha says that a Rav Shnayim is good. You don't say that once the number gets bigger, so you need a bigger percentage. It's not exactly the hashvua that the Minchas Chinuch is drawing over here. Is not exactly intended to be 100%. It's just that the halacha requires over here that it should be better than a basic rite. So now the Gemara raises a question that's background. So now we're up to the Gemara Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. So now the Gemara raises a question. The Mishnah established based on this pasuk in Mishpatim, L'siach Rav L'roi, is that you're not allowed to follow a rov, a simple rov to administer Einish Misa. You have to have a roi of Shnayim. Hatayoscha L'tov Al Pi Echad, Hatayoscha L'roi Al Pi Shnayim. So if the Mishnah wouldn't have had that last word, Shnayim, there wouldn't have been any problem. If it would have just said the Mishnah, that hatayotcha l'tayv al pi echad, hatayotcha l'ro, lo maspik, echad. Sure. That would have been, shalom ha'yisrael, wouldn't have been any problem. The Gemara raised that question, but the Mishnah formulated a statement. The Mishnah says, a halacha hatayotcha l'ro al pi shnayim. So the Gemara asks, sof, echad mashkachas lo. Sof, l'ro al pi shnayim, lo mashkachas lo. It's never possible. Because, i'achad osim nizak, mishneim osim echayvim. If you have a Sanhedrin Ketana of 23, and it's a split vote, so 12 say Chayiv and 11 say Pasul. Achati Chanu, that's only a Roiv of Echad. And if it's 10 to 13, Iyasor and Mizak Mishlosh Osim Chayivim, so the only way to have a Roiv is going to be 13 say Chayiv Misa and 10 say Pater. So Tlosa Havu. So bottom line, that's a Roiv of Shloisha. 13 to 10 is a Roiv of Shloisha. So the Gemara is picking on the Mishnah. The Gemara is really picking on the Mishnah. We understand what the Mishnah says. The Gemara is picking on the Mishnah, but the Tana writes in the Mishnah, Hatayoscha l'choiva al pishnayim. So the Gemara is checking the Mishnah. It's never possible. It's never possible physically to have a roiv of shnayim l'choiva, because the Sanhedrin is always going to be an odd number of dayanim. So you never have an even number. You never have an even number. So you're never going to have a roiv of shnayim. It's either going to be a roiv of shloisha, or a roiv of echad is no good. So it's always going to be a roiv of shloisha or more. Never have a roiv of shnayim. So that's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara says, well, if you're all like Rav Yehuda, in those rare cases, once every 1,000 years, that the Bez Nagodol has to pass in a case, usually you just sit and learn it. They print the Beis Yitzchok. They print the Beis Yitzchok. Okay. Usually they don't pass in anything. The Bez Nagodol doesn't pass in anything. Once in a Yoivol, they have to pass in something. According to the Tana Rav Yehuda, that the Bez Nagodol only has 70 members, so it's an even number Bez. So once in a Yoivol, if a Nirei Dachas will ever come up, so it'll be good with a Roiv of Shnayim. Well, out of 70, what's a Roiv of Shnayim? Again? 36 to 34? 36 to 34 is 70. Okay. So 36 to 34 is going to be a Roiv of Shnayim. Yeah, but we don't pass like Rav Yehuda. We pass like the Rabbanon, that a Sanhedrin Gdolah has to have 71. So that's not really a satisfactory answer that the last word on Beis Aman Aleph that says Hatayoscha L'Ra Pishnayim is only Mashkachas Lo by Beis Nagarol Aliv Reb Yudah, whose opinion is not accepted. So we want to get a case where Halacha L'Maisa we can accept a case where it's going to be a Reiv of Shnayim L'Chayv. Where can that be? So the Gemara answers Omer Rabbi Abohu Yatamotze, the only case where you can, which you can come up with, where it's going to be a roiv of shnayim, is the mosifin, the divrei hakol. You don't have to go into the corner and say alibi Rabbi Yehuda, or the Sanhedrin Gedolah alibi Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, if you're all like Rabbi Yehuda, your problems are solved. Sanhedrin Gedolah only has 70, so 36 to 34 is a roiv of shnayim. But if you want to have the divrei hakol, you want to have the holiday. It's not just alibi the sheikh of Rabbi Yehuda, whose opinion is not accepted. You want to have the divrei hakol. So it'll be a case of mosifin v'dibri hakol. What do you mean mosifin v'dibri hakol? So how are you going to have a roiv of shnai? So let's imagine a case. Nachmal, you had 23 dayanim, and so what's the din of 23 dayanim? So let's say you have a split vote, 11 say chayv, 11 say pater, and one says eini yodea. So the din is yosifu shnayim, you add two. So what if the shnayim who are added say chayiv? So it's going to be 13 to 11, and one says any adaya. The guy says any adaya, still didn't figure out the answer. He still says any adaya, still can't figure it out. Okay, so you have 13 to 11. So in such a case, you have 13 to 11. That's a roiv of shnayim. So then the Gemara has to touch it up a little bit. That's what Rabbi Abohu says. Omer Rabbi Abohu, yatamotzi. The only case where you can find a roiv of shnayim l'chayva is b'masifim v'divri hakol l'choladeh. You don't have to get involved in the machlokes of Yirin Rabban. So the Gemara adds on, v'omer Rabbi Abohu. Rabbi Abohu had another statement to make in order to explain what he just said. B'masifim roisim bezen shokol l'chatchila. When you mosifim hadayonim shnayim, originally you started off with 23. And let's say it was a split vote 11 to 11, and one says eini yodea. So the din is yosifu shnayim. Or it doesn't have to be 11 to 11 and one says any adaya. The Rambam quotes a Tosefta. Let's say it's 22 say chayiv and one says any adaya. So the din also says yasifu adayonim shnayim. You can't outvote the one that says any adaya. Let's say you have a case of dini mominis. So the Mishnah has laid on chav tes. You learned this already. You have a case of dini mominis and you have a bezna of three. So two say chayiv and one says any adaya. So you don't say that he's outvoted with a roiv of 2 to 1. Whatever he's going to say. If he would have said chayiv, so then you have an unanimous vote. We all said chayiv. If the one that says any idea would hold putter, so he's outvoted 2 to 1. So imamashah, the one that says any idea, whatever he may decide to come to a conclusion to say, either he'll agree to the other two, so it'll be unanimous, or he'll disagree, so he'll be outvoted. So you don't say like that in imamashah. Mishnah says if you have 2 to 1, and one says any idea, so the din is yosifu adayonim shnayim. You have to be mosifim. So then what happens after you're mosifim? So let's say then you have 4. So let's say it's a split vote. Let's say it's a split vote. 2 said chayiv and 1 said eini yodea. So yosifim. Mosifim shnayim. Then mosifim shnayim. So they both say potter. So 2 said chayiv, 2 say potter. Now what do you do? So the Rambam writes mosifim again. Rambam says yosifu another 2. You keep on Mosif and Shnayim up until 71. The Rambam has it twice. He has it in Perek Ches in Hilchos Sanhedrin, and he repeats it in Perek Ches. Perek Ches is about Dinei Mominim, and Perek Ches is about Dinei Nefashos. So there's a long Hasog. There are two Hasog. The Raivid disagrees with the Rambam on both. The Rambam is consistent, and the Raivid is consistent. The Rambam has his Shita in Perek Ches, and the Raivid, they repeat the Kitzer. In Perektes, he just has one line. In Perektes, he has 25 lines. And he disagrees with the Rambam. So first, the Ravid picks on the Rambam, and he says, where did he come off to say that Yosifu Shnayim Ad Ayin Aleph? He claims that, he suggests that's only by Dinei Nefashos. That you keep on adding another two and another two and another two until you reach the number of 71. That only appears in Dinei Nefashos. And in Dinei Mominis, if you had a bezin of 3 and one says any yadeya, so you're mosifin shnayim, and then if it's 2 and 2, so havanitzim achaver all of a right, so you call it quits. That's the end. That's what the Ravid writes. He doesn't see, he says, he went through the whole Masichta, he doesn't say, it only says Masif and Ad Ayin Aleph, it says that by Din and Nefosh. Never says it by Din and Mamash. Then he admits, though, that Tosefta sounds like the Rambam. The Rambam quotes, the Rambam always quotes everything. He puts in Toseftas and Sifros and Sifres and Shuvas Hagoyim and whatever he can. He puts them to give you a whole picture. So the Ravid says, based on learning the Masichta without the Tosefta, he gets the impression that Mosif and Ad Ayin Aleph only make sense in the Foshas. And Mamun suggests Mosif and Shnayim once, and then if he can't come to a conclusion because it's two against two, so Hamayit Machavei Aleph Arai. What do you do if it's 71? The Rambam says, in Perek Ches, what do you do if you have to, the Rambam says, you keep on adding two a Mamun is, and let's say you reach the point of 71, and then it's a split vote, 35 say Chayv, 75 say Pot, and the 71st guy still says any Adaya. He still says any Adaya. So the Rambam says, Hamayit Machavei Aleph Arai. So the Ravid says, you say that already when you have four dayanim, when you had the three, and one said, two said one way, or the split vote, whatever it was, one says any yodeya, you have to be mosifin. So then, if it's still going to be a split vote, so the Ravid says, he called it quits there, and you say, I'm oitzim achaveir all of her right. You don't have to add up to 71. That's one hasaga the Ravid has. But then he admits that when you look in the Tosefta, it's beferish, like the Rambam says, that you see for Adayin Aleph applies equally to Mamanis and to Nefashis. It's not restricted only to Nefashis. But then the main Hasoga of the Ravid is on a different point. The Rambam writes in Perek Ches, Halacha Beis, and Hilchas Sanhedrin. See, it's interesting, the whole Mishnah Torah is an elaboration on the Sefer HaMitzvah. The Rambam starts the Mishnah Torah with the Sefer HaMitzvah, and then he gives you the Kitzur. The beginning of the Mishnah Torah gives you the Minyan HaMitzvah, the Kitzur. That's the Rambam wrote that Kitzur. And then in every section of the Rambam, he starts off by saying, how many of the 613 mitzvahs are we going to cover now? So take in the beginning of Hilchas Sanhedrin, he says there are 30 mitzvahs that we're going to go through. 10 of them are mitzvahs asay, and 20 of them are mitzvahs lases, and here we go, 1, 2, 3, up until 30. That's in the very beginning. And then as he keeps on going, he explains, now we just explained this mitzvah, now we're going to explain another mitzvah. The whole mitzvah of Liman HaTorah, it's a little bit forgotten. What's the mitzvah to learn the Torah? What's the Torah? To learn the Torah means to learn the 613 mitzvahs, to learn all the details of the 613 mitzvahs. To learn halacha l'maaseh, not just to philosophize. Means to learn halacha l'maaseh, all the 613 mitzvahs. That's how the Rambam sets it up all the time. The Rambam starts Perek Ches like this. If you have a bezdin of mominus, you have a bezdin of three, and there's a split vote 2-1, so he says, you go basarayiv, whatever direction, if the two say chayv, and the one says pot, the two say pot, and the one says chayv, did a mominus, it does make a difference. A roiv of echad is enough. Hoch macharov, v'zum is for saseh, shol torah, shenem acharam lahatah, and you're in fulfillment of the mitzvah acharam lahatah. And then he says, b'medva mamurim, only in Dini Mamanis it does make a difference. But in the case of Dini Nefashis, then he says this is the Dini Mamanis, and in Nisavah Heter and Tumah Vetare. You go by a simple right. Aval in Dini Nefashis, then you have this new mitzvah, Loi Sese, Loi Siye, Achrei Rabim L'Rois. You have the mitzvah Sese, Ab Achrab L'Hatres, then you have a Loi Sese, Loi Siye, Achrab L'Rois. And now he's giving you the example. So in Halacha Perek Ches, Halacha Beis, he starts giving you the details. So he said, you had a bezin of three. And two of them expressed their opinion. Either they agree or they disagree. It doesn't make a difference. And the third person said any of them. So the din is Yasifa Hadayanim Shnayim. Yasifa Hadayanim Shnayim. And then the Rambam writes, Nimsu Chamisha Nosim Benosim Bedover. When you add on two, so now you have a sum total of a bezin that consists of five Dayanim. So the five Dayanim are discussing the case. So the Ravid disagrees with that line in the Rambam. What does he mean? Nimsu Chamisha Nosim Nosim Bedover. How does it Chamisha? The one who says Eini Yedeya is no longer a member of the Bezin. You say goodbye and good luck. You can go home. That's what Rabbi Bo said in the Gemara. The Gemara asks, the Gemara was picking on the Mishnah. How can the Mishnah say the last line on Beis Amin Aleph, the last word on Beis Amin Aleph says, Shnayim, Atayotzka Lero Alfi Shnayim, the Gemara says, you never have a roiv of shnai. Once you establish that the minimum member of Dayanim needed for a Sanhedrin Tana is 23, so you're never going to have a Rag of Shnayim Lechiyu. You're going to have a Rag of Shlosh. It's going to be 13 to 10. How can you have a Rag of Shnayim? So Rabbi Bo answers either Bez Nagor La Libra Rav Yehuda, whom we don't follow, or if you want to have the Divrei Hakov, the Mosifin, the Divrei Hakov. You don't have to go into Rav Yehuda Shita. What's Mosifin? Mosifin, you started off with a Bezna of 23. And one of them said, and there was a split vote. And one of them said, Eniodeya, so you add another two. So how many members of the Bezna do you have? So he says, the Mosifin, Oisim Bezna Shokola Hatzila. When you add on, the one who says, Eniodeya is thrown out, so you're left with a Bezna of 22. You add on another two, becomes a Bezna of 24. So if the Bezna 24 will have a split vote, and it'll be 13 to 11, it'll be 12 to 12, so you won't be able to come to any conclusion. Then you have to be Mosif in another two. If it'll be 13 to 11, that adds up to the 24, so then it's going to be a Rov of Shnayim L'Chayva. So that's what he says. The Mosifin, you're going to have a Rov of Shnayim. Why are you going to have a Rov of Shnayim? Because he said the Mosif and Oisim Bezin Shokol HaTchila. The Gemara says Pshita. Obviously, what did he discover over here? The Gemara says no. Ma with the Tema, one might have said, "How to come any day, commander?" He said, "Dummy." One might have thought mistakenly that the one who says any day is still a member of the Bezin, so you have a Bezin of 25. You don't have a Bezin of 24. The Yoma Milsa Shaminala is a member of the Bezin, so he's still entitled to express his opinion. The Yoma Milsa Shaminala. Tomash Malon Rabbi Abbo is teaching me the Haidu Kamani Adair. Come on, the Lacey Dummy. When it comes to the vote, when it comes to that, look, when each one gives a drosha, so they say, "What do you say?" So the guy says, "Well, I don't know." So they say, "You don't know? Goodbye." He said, "No, no, you give him a chance." He says, "Well, I don't know." He says, "On the one hand, on the other, I got to think about it some more. Let's discuss it some more." So you don't throw him out the first minute that he says, "I don't know." He says, "I pass." So let the other guy say first, okay? So the other people give their opinion, and then when it comes to the vote, he says, any day. When it comes to the vote, he says, any day. When he says, any day in the vote, so the Gemara says, you throw him out. Mahad time, how to come any day, commander, he says, I would have mistakenly thought that he's still part of the Bezin. You have a Bezin of 25, says, Vaita, it's not a Rav of Shnayim. It's not going to be a Rav of Shnayim. If you have 13 to 11, it's not a Rav of Shnayim, because you really have 25. And he said, Mosif and Oisim Bezin Shokol HaTzil, it's not going to be a Bezin Shokol. So that's what they spell out. Rabbi Bo is telling me, Kamash Malon, Rabbi Bo is teaching me, that I become a any day commander, Lacey Domi. And therefore, he's not entitled to express his opinion. If he says something now, we don't have to listen to him. He's a stranger. He's no longer a member of the Bezin. So that's what they mitzayin on the bottom of the page in the letter Aleph. And then the Bach as well. They tell you to look in the last Taisus on Laman Gimel Omer Beis, where Taisus says, "What do you mean the Omer Taim Alei Sham Min Alei?" But even a Talmud, the Mishnah says on Laman Beis Amin Aleph, one of the differences between Mamanus and Nefashis is that in Dini Mamanus, if you have a Din Torah and Echad Min HaTalmidim, one of the Talmidim is sitting in front of the Dayanim, so Talmud could be Malamed Tzchus or Malamed Chayva, whatever he wants. The Talmidim can offer a suggestion, we'll include them into the vote if the Bezin approves of what they said. Not a Talmud haksa chayni, can he say something silly? The members of the Bezin say, we want to ignore it. So then you don't, he's not really a member of the Bezin, so you don't include him in the vote. But if the Bezin says he said a good idea, we disagree with him, but he said something interesting, so you include them in the vote. So the Dini Mamanis, the Talmidim can say either Chayva or Pata. If the Bezin will accept their vote, their opinion, so you count it as a vote. However, Dini Nefashis, Hakom Alamnim Schus, and Hakom Alamnim Chayva. It means that the Talmud only has, and the Gemara learns it out from Pesukim, the Talmud is not officially a member of the Bezin. If he expresses an opinion why the fellow should be acquitted, why should he Pata for Noinesh Misa, then you include him in the vote of the Bezin. But if he wants to say that the fellow should be chayv, he says that you don't listen to him. So that's what Taisus points out. The last Taisus on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, when it says on our daf on Yudzayin Amud Aleph, the Yom Atayim Eloi Shamin Alei, if the one who said any day who's been kicked out of the Bezin, so we tell him you can go home. You don't have to stay around. So if he doesn't go home, he wants to sit and listen to the discussion. He's interested in finding out what's the end of the story going to be. And then towards the end, all of a sudden, he says, oh, now I formulated my opinion. When we took the vote originally, when we were discussing, everybody was discussing in all directions. Okay, but then when we said, okay, it's time to take the vote, when it comes to the vote, so the guy says, any are there. And then later on he says, I changed my mind, no more any there. I know, I formulated a clear-cut opinion. So the Gemara says, now it's too late. Once he said, any are there, by the vote, lo yishamin le, you don't listen to him. So they say, Sakasha, why is he gora from a Talmud, who was never a member of the Bez? A stranger also can be malamed chus. Why does it say Yom HaTayim Alei Shamin Alei? So Taisa says that's what it means. If he says Taim Alei Chiyuv, Alei Shamin Alei, if he says Taim Alei Chtur, you will listen to him. If this fellow who said any Adair, who was just kicked out of the Bezin, he's no longer a member, and we added on another two, and the Bezin now consists of 24, not of 25, and the one who used to be a member of the Bezin, who was just kicked out because he said any Adair, is sitting around, so he's Loi Gara from a Talmud. So if he says Liftur, so we will include his vote. If the remaining 24 members of the Bezin approve of what he said, they don't have to agree. Allah Almighty. So they say he said a good word. He said a good shtickle Torah. So then you include his vote like a Talmud Hamalamed Zchus. But Yom HaTayim Alechayva, then Lo Yishamino. That's what it means in the Gemara. That's how Tosfos learns the Gemara. Yom HaTayim Lo Yishamino. Rashi on this Gemara has a different pshat. Rashi writes, "V'yom ha'taimo." I remember when we learned Sanhedrin, Rav Soloveitchik said, "If you have a bezdin of, let's say, a bezdin of three, you're having a din Torah, bezdin of three for mamonim, and then when they're discussing the topic, so one dayan says, wow, I don't understand, I don't know anything about this. I don't know what the stock market is. I never learned that part of Choshen Mishpat. I just learned Hilchas Yerusha. I don't know anything about anything here." And he says he has to step down. So then he said the din, he doesn't think the din would be Yosifa Dayanim Shnayim. You made a mistake. He's not qualified. If he doesn't know Bechlah, what's going on? He's a Lobo Becheshvon. So you don't have to have Yosifa Dayanim Shnayim. You don't make a Bezin Shokol Lechatkhil in such a case. You made a mistake, you only started with a bezin of two. Whoever says Mamish Eni Yadeya doesn't count. The only time you say one who says Eni Yadeya is replaced by two is only if he says Eni Yadeya, I can't resolve the issue. I understand Panim Lakan and Panim Lakan, and I can't make up my mind which direction it should go. So then you say, oh, you started off with a bezin of three, or bezin of 23, whatever the case happens to be, and somebody said Eni Yadeya. So then this din sets in that you see Father Yonim Shlaim. That's what Rav Soloveitchik says. When you look in Rashi, you get the impression that Rashi is saying just the opposite. Just the opposite from Rav Soloveitchik. He says, Rashi is explaining in the Gemara that the one who says any Adeya is commander Leisedomi. He's no longer a member of the Bezi. The Rashi writes, so the Gemara says, what's the relevance? Pshita. The Gemara says, no, by the time I have come in Adeya, commander Leisedomi is still a member of the Bezi. The Yom Milsa Shamin, like a Mashmalan, is not a member of the Bez. He's like a Talmud. He's a stranger, like a Talmud, and like Taisa said, a Talmud is Malamit Chus, you listen. Talmud Lamal Chayva, you don't listen. He's like a stranger. So Rashi has a comment, the Yom Taima, Mareponim Lechayva, Mareponim Leschus, Mishimhochi Misafkeles. Rashi sounds like he's explaining like this, that the one who says, Eini Yodeya, you shouldn't think that the only time the one who says any Adeya is not included, he's kicked out of the Bezin. Commander Leisedomi and Yosef Ushnaim. You shouldn't say that it only applies, that it only applies when he says any Adeya. I don't know what it's all about. I just never learned these dinim. I have no idea at all. I don't have the foggiest notion what's going on. So it sounds from Rashi that in that case, the din would also be Yosef Ushnaim. The one is any Adeya's commander. Leisedomi, Yosef Ushnaim, you have a Bezin Shokol HaChil. But not only in that case, even in the case if he's Yom HaTaimah, even if he's Mar Eponim L'Chayv, Mar Eponim L'Schus, Mishmachim Mitzavkele, and he's explaining why he's not sure, so even if he gives a Lom to Sheini Adeya, he knows too much. He knows so much pilpul, he can't come to a conclusion. He can't come to a resolution of the matter. They told me there was one Rebbe in some yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. He used to be the posek for the yeshiva. So this was good in the early years. But then as the years went on, the yeshiva learned brachas, then yeshiva learned Shabbos, then yeshiva learned all the mesichtas that have halacha l'maisa. So He got so used to saying pilpul, so he couldn't paskin on anything anymore. Nothing was clear by him anymore. And any shaila, he could always see tzadam lakan, tzadam lakan, could never come to any conclusion. So that's why Rashi has such an interpretation in the Gemara. Shouldn't think, Rashi's saying into the Gemara, just the opposite from Al Solich. You shouldn't think that any day is commander Leisei Dami, he's not a member of the Bezin, and then you see Fadayonim Shnaim, and you have a Bezin Shokul, that it only applies in the case where he says, any day, I don't know what's going on, I don't know what's flying. He says, no, even in the case, Yom HaTaima, if it was Mara Parm Lechoiv, Mara Parm Leschus, Mishmachim Misafkalei, even in such a case, you also say, commander Leisei Dami, and Yosif Adayanim Shnoi. That's what it sounds like from Rashi. So getting back again, the Rambam writes over here in Perek Ches, in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Ches is on Mominus, what do you do if he says any then? Perek Ches is on the Foshes. He repeats the same story. But slight difference in the Foshes, if you have a Rov of Echod, if you have a Rov of Echod Mechiyuv, that's not sufficient. In Mominus, if you have a Rov of Echod Mechiyuv, all of two, that's sufficient. And the first, you have a Rav Vech, L'chiv, it's not enough, so you're going to say Yosifa Dayan Shnaim, to try to make it either a Rav Shnaim L'chiv or a Rav L'ftur, to change something. So that's why you have to write the dinim twice, Perek Ches, Perek Ches. In both Perokim, both in Mominus and in the Foshes, he writes the same thing. He writes, if he started off with a Bezin of three, and either the two have a split vote, or the two agree with each other, it doesn't make a difference. And one says, any Adaya, Yasifu hadayonim shnayim, nimtzu chamisha nosim v'nosnim b'dover. Now you have a bezin that consists of five. So the rabbi asks, Omar Avram, ani roe the Gemara, I see in my text to the Gemara, shows a shama any adaya, eno min aminyan, v'yoma tana lo shamin alei, you don't listen to him. He's like a Talmud, like a stranger, he's an outsider. And if he says l'chayva, you don't like Tessa said, if he says l'schus, you listen like a Talmud. If he says l'chayva, you don't listen. So the Ravid is Masagan the Rambam. So the Rambam either had, the Ravid says, either the Rambam had a wrong girsa, the Rambam had a wrong chat. He doesn't know how the Rambam read the Gemara. But that's how the Rambam writes it. Then the Rambam repeats it again in Perek Tes by a Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin Tanah 23. So he says that he started off with 23, and one says, Eni Adeya. So the one who's, so you replace him with Yosef Adayanim Shnayim. So he never says you now have a Bezna of 25. Here he says Nimsa Hamisha Nosim Nosim. Now you have Bezna of 5. So the Rabbi asks, what do you mean 5? The Gemara says one says any day commander less. You have a Bezna of 4. And Terek Tes, he never really writes explicitly that you have a Bezna of 25. But the way he makes the Cheshbainus is Mefurish that you have a Bezna of 25, because he says, he keeps on writing that it's possible to have a split vote, an even vote, and one will say any adeya. He keeps on including the one that said any adeya from Sheshis May Breshis. The one that said any adeya on day number one, he's still here. He never disappeared. So they arrive at right. Tomar of Rams, Zeh Yefshir. It doesn't exist. That's what he writes on Perek Tes. What do you mean Zeh Yefshir? So then I can't even say the Rabbi is just repeating his Hasoga from Perek Tes. That the Gemara, as the Rabbi says, I see in my edition of the Gemara, Shosu Shama any day, Einam and Amin. One says any day doesn't count. So the Rambam apparently had a different interpretation in the Gemara. The Rambam understood that the Rambam writes the Chiddush like this. The one who says any yodeya in the Foshes is not entitled to say Chayev later. Because the din is hamalamet chus, one of the nine differences between Mominus and the Foshes in the area of the Hitzilah Ho'edah that was on Daf Lamed Beis Amin Aleph, one of the differences was hamalamet zechus ena choiz hamalamet choiva, hamalamet choiva choiz hamalamet chus. So the Rambam writes, what if one says any odeya? So he says he cannot any odeya, means I'm not sure whether he's chayv or potter. So we treat it lechumer, since he said I'm not sure, maybe he's potter, so we treat him as if he's a malamed zechus ena choiz a malamed choiv, so he's not entitled to say chayv. If he'll say potter later on, he has the right to change his mind to say potter, because the worst we'll consider the one who said any adeya is like a suffix, whether he said chayv suffix potter. Any that means I'm not sure whether he's chayv or he's potter. But the Rambam didn't understand Kemanda Leisei Domi, that he's no longer a member of the Bez. The Rambam either had a different gears or a different interpretation, whatever. The Rambam writes both by Mamanus and Nefashim. One says any of they're still a member of the Bezin, but in Nefashim there's an issue. And Mamanus says, now wish I'm a Lamed Chuz, Chazim, Lamed Chavim, Lamed Chavim, Chazim, Lamed Chuz. So the one says any day is always entitled to his opinion. He can always change his mind later. In Nefashim, he can only change his mind from the any Adeya in one direction. If he'll say later on this Chuz, that'll be good. But if he'll say L'chayva, that's not, because since he initially said any Adeya, that's treated like a suffix, any there's a suffix, maybe he's pata, maybe he's pata samalam etzchus, and echoy samalam etzchoy. So that's how the Rambam understood this did. When it says kemanda leise domi, it means he's not a normal member of the business, free to vote in either direction, to say chayva pata. Here, he's a member of the business, can only say, he can either stick to his any of that, it's not going to help too much. Or he can only say in one direction. If he changes his mind to say leftur, then good. But he can't change his mind to say lechiyuv later on. So that's how the Rambam understood the Gemara. Kemanda leisei domi, he's not the free agent to express his opinion in either direction. You don't twist his arm to say pata. He wants to stick to his guns to any day. So it's a wasted ballot, like a blank ballot. You want to vote Republican, Democrat, a blank ballot. The blank ballot is a worthless. So the Rambam says, Kemanda Leisei Domi. The Rambam understood Kemanda Leisei Domi means you have to stick to your any Adeya, or you can say Liftur, but you can't say Lechir. The simple reading in the Gemara that the Masif and Oysen Bezen Shoka Lachatchila sounds very much like the Raven. According to the Rambam, Nimtu Chamisha Noisen Oysen Medover. If you had 23 and one says any day, you add on another two, and then he says, Lebesov, you have 25. He never says explicitly you have 25. And then he talks about the split vote. If you have 12 say chayv and 12 say potter, and one says any day. What do you mean 12 say chayv, 12 say potter? So the rabbi says, it's impossible. You only have 24. You only have 24 people in the business. Where'd you get 25 votes? So the Rambam is assuming, that's what the Nesu can. The Rambam is assuming the guy said any day, still there as a member of the business. And he still keeps on saying any Adeya. So according to the Rambam, we don't really understand why the Gemara says the Masif and Oizim Bezim Shokala Hatkhila. How is it a Bezim Shokala Hatkhila?
Why can't Rashi be specifically, be fit in like the Rav and Rashi, simply talking about that type of any Adeya?
That one?
That he's Masupak and he's Mar, Hanim Makan Mar, but not Afal be this one. Not even this one, but specifically this one. We only wanted to talk about this any Odeya, because the other one's not even considered an any Odeya.
What does the Gemara say? The Gemara said, Ma'ud Tema, one might have said, Hi, the Kama any day, Kamanda Isei Dami, still a member, the Bezin. V'yama Milse, Shamin Ale, so Rashi says, what do you mean V'yama Milse? And if he explains why he was in doubt, we listen to him when he says what? I'm not sure. Right, there says any of that means we listen to him. He explains why he was in doubt, and then he says, "And now I made up my mind." Mishmachim misafkali, and now I made up my mind.
Yeah, but by a guy who never had a clue about the case, we're not even talking about him. And that's not even considered any of that. Like the rug. Here is misafk.
Only in this case.
Right.
I don't know. It's Rashi learned that the Gemara is adding on a chiddush, a knech. The Gemara added on a knech. So what was the knech that they added line? Even if he's going to explain why he's misupik, the din still applies. But if he doesn't explain, he just says any idea, then for sure that sounds, for sure the din applies. Any idea is command the lazy dummy, and you add another two, you see fushnai. But even if he explains very well what his doubt was, he still applies the same din. The din doesn't change. I got the impression from Rashi as if that's an added chiddush. Even in such a case, the din in the Mishnah is of Yosef Mishnah.
Why can't the chiddush be if he didn't want to take a stance, meaning he's an Ein Yodea who never took a stance, and now the chiddush is even an Ein Yodea who at the end of the day takes a stance, still we're going to consider him like a regular Ein Yodea who is still Mesupuk, and we don't consider the fact that later on he takes a stand on the subject.
Again, what are you saying?
An Ein Yodea is always, according to the Rav, someone who has two tzadim.
Right.
And we had a Havamina that if he, at the end of the day, is Machriya, so let's consider him part of the Basin. Kamash,
right.
No, he's He's no different than a regular in your day who can't be mafriya.
But if you have a regular any yodeya, would the din be yosif u'shnayim, or you just replace him?
Meaning the any yodeya, the din is the same as we said before, that a person who can't be mafriya, we have to be mosif.
Even if he says any yodeya, I don't understand the whole story.
No, he wouldn't even consider an any yodeya. He's not, like the Rav said, he's not part of Vistin.
I understand what the Rav said. I don't see how, according to Rashi, how it fits in. I get the impression from the way Rashi learns that not only in the case where he says any day I don't understand anything does the din in the Mishnah apply, but even in this case where he has a lam d'sheni there is still the din in the Mishnah apply. The Rashi said only applies in this case, not that it only applies in this. Rav Soloveitchik said it only applies in this case. From Rashi, I get the impression that he's saying, even in this case, even if he gives in a whole explanation why he's in any yodeya, he still applied the din in the Mishnah. So my impression from the Rashi was that he wouldn't agree with what Rav Soloveitchik said. I don't know. Anyway, this is the famous machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid, how to read the Gemara. The simple reading of Gemara is like Ravid. That's what the Ravid writes. Ani Roya. He says, I read, that's where. He has different styles of Hatzog on the Rambam. So here, over here, he writes such a humorous lashon. In my Gemara, it says like this. That's a simple reading in the Gemara. Ani roya b'Gemara. In my Gemara, it says like this. He doesn't know where the Rambam got it from. He says it must be either a misprint in a Tosefta or a misunderstanding. Something wrong over here. Okay. Amr Rav Kahana said, "Hadu shirov kulam lechayva potrim osov." A famous din. My timer. Why is the din that he's potter? Kiven nigmiri halonas din lemevid lei zechusa. One of the nine differences between mamonis and nefashis is that in mamonis, if the bezin comes to a conclusion after 2-3 hours, they pass you off the din. They don't have to wait till tomorrow to issue a psak. They give the psak today, and that's the end of the story. If tomorrow they'll change their mind, they'll realize they made a mistake, so they'll reconvene tomorrow, and then sometimes they'll be allowed to reverse the psak, and sometimes not. The dinim, tov b'shikalada, tov b'dvar mishnah, depends what kind of a mistake it was. But the issue of psak today, they don't have to be worried about the fact that they, unless they themselves are not sure, they say, we want to think about it some more, we want to think overnight, we want to look up some more sources, okay? But if they feel confident in issuing a psak today, so they don't say, let them issue a psak today. And in the fascist, even if they feel 100% confident, we insist, Tzedek Yolim Bo, the Gemara learns that from the Pasuk in Chazon Yishayot, Tzedek Yolim Bo, V'atom Eratzim, that you have to have Halonas Adin. We require, we insist, the Bezin has to think it over overnight. If they said Lechiyuk, if they said Lechtur, if Rob of the members of the Bezin said that he's Potter, said he's going back today, and he's off the hook, he's Potter. But if the Rob of the members of the Bezin think Lechiyuk, so we say you don't give the Einish Misa today. You have to think it over overnight, and then we can have a second vote tomorrow to see whether everybody sticks to their original opinion. So the whole requirement for Halonas Adin is learned out from a pasuk. The whole requirement for Halonas Adin is maybe someone will come up with a new idea why he's potter. So that's what Rav Kahana says. The only time they're going to come up with a new idea is if it's a split vote. But if Sanhedrin Shirov, Kulam Lechayva, all 23 members say that the guy is Chayiv Misa. So Pochamoso, you acquit him. Why? These 23, they all say Chayiv. No one's going to have a Havamina to change his mind overnight if it was a unanimous vote. So therefore, you can't administer the Einish Misa. That's the way we usually learn Pshat in the Gemara. One of the Achrayim quotes a Pirish in the name of the Rama. By us in the Ad Rama, we don't have it. He quotes a Pirish in the name of the Rama that the Pshat in the Gemara is the reverse. Potra Mosa means you bump him off right away. You don't have to wait till tomorrow. You potter him up. You kill him today. Why? Because what are you going to gain by waiting till tomorrow? Halonas Adin, maybe someone's going to change their mind. No one's going to change their mind over here. You won't accomplish anything, so you may as well bump him off today. Potra Mosa today. So therefore you kill him today. So where Baruch Epstein writes in his autobiography that he once spoke to his father about this, the one who wrote the Aruch HaShulchan. His father is the author of the Aruch HaShulchan. So his father said, it's a very good pshat, this Ramah. He says if they'll reinstitute a Sanhedrin and a case will come up with him, he doesn't know. He thinks maybe he'll adopt the sheet of the Ramah. It depends what the other 22 Dayanim will have to say about the matter. He says he thinks that maybe we should adopt. He says it's a snazzy pshat in the Gemara. Pocha Mosa means you bump him off today. Instead of waiting till tomorrow to have a halana tzadin, nothing will be accomplished. You kill him today. The opposite from the way we usually learn. The Rambam learns the way everybody else learns also. Pocha Mosa, where's the Rambam? Perek Test. The Rambam learns the same as everybody else, but he adds on a little different lashon. Shepas kulam din in the farshas tchila v'yam kulam. If their instinctive reaction was, their initial reaction was, they all said chai. And the Rambam is mashma that if you had a Sanhedrin, where the first day they had 23 dayanim, first they were arguing back and forth. Some said chai pot, the whole argument, all fight, and then they finally come to the conclusion after fighting about it for hours and hours, then all 23 say chai. So that's very good. If you have a unanimous vote l'chiyuv, that's better than a split vote. What if you have 13-10, then you give misa. And if you have 23-0, you don't give misa. Why? It does make sense. So the Rambam understood pshat in the Gemara and Eshev Pasul Kulam Dinan Farshas Tchila. If their instinctive reaction was the guy's chayv misa, so they're not going to even give themselves a chance to think about a limud zkut. So then the Gemara says, you're not allowed to, the Rambam learns the Pashup Shan the Gemara, you're not allowed to administer an Einish Misa over here, because you're not really fulfilling the requirement of Halonis Adin. Halonis Adin is to think about it overnight, maybe a Limud Zchus will come up. These guys are never going to think of anything. If their instinctive reaction was, they all said initially, Pascha Kulam Tchilo V'yam Kulam Chai. The issue with the Rambam, we spoke about it, the issue with the Rambam is that in the Defus Venetia, on the bottom of the page here of the Rambam, before you get to all the Nitzi Kelim on the Rambam, right below the last line in the text of the Rambam, they usually have a line or two. They give you cross references to the Smag and to the Tur, and once in a while they tell you a different girsa. So here they tell you that in the Fus Venetia, in the Venice edition of the Rambam, instead of Sanhedrin, it says Sanhedrin Gedolo. Shepas Chachula Medina Nefashis Tum. So that's what the Osameach discusses. Why should it only be Sanhedrin Gedolo? That's the Lech HaMishnah also has that girsa. Sanhedrin Gedolo. Why should it only be Sanhedrin Gedolo? Here the Radbaz also has the girsa Sanhedrin Gedolo. The Kes Mishnah has the girsa Sanhedrin, not Sanhedrin Gedolo. That's what the Radbaz asks. How did the Rambam come to make such a distinction? Not sure. Says he's not sure. He says maybe the Rambam means to say even Sanhedrin Gedolo, not only Sanhedrin Tam, even Sanhedrin Gedolo. Radbaz is not sure. And Yer Sameach had a fantastic suggestion. He thought that if a Sanhedrin Tano is Paschal Kulam Lechoiva, so why should we acquit him? Why should we pask him that he's Potter? Take the case to a higher court. Take it to a Sanhedrin Gedolo. But if the Sanhedrin Gedolo is Paschal Kulam Lechoiva, then there is no higher court to go to. If a lower court comes to a conclusion, lower court says Potter, a lower court says Chayiv. So we don't have a din that you go to a higher court to try to overturn it. We don't have an appeals court. But if the lower Sanhedrin is unable to come to a conclusion because of some technicality, like over here, they all say Chayiv, but Allah says that they can't do Halonis Adin. Because even if they'll wait overnight, that's not called Halonis Adin. Halonis Adin is if you wait overnight and you give it a chance to think, to be mahapech b'schusa. But if everybody says chayiv, says there's a technicality over here, why the lower court, why the Sanhedrin Ktana can't administer the Einish Misa. But basically, they never acquitted him. He's not Yotzmi Bezen Zakai. There is a din of double jeopardy. Yotzmi Bezen Zakai. Yotzmi, what does it say? Machzir l'schus v'im machzir l'choivon. You can't judge the person a second time if the first bezin said pata. Here the first bezin never said pata. Adarabba, they all said chayiv. So that's what the Or Sameach holds in such a case. If it's in Sanhedrin, he's suggesting maybe this is the pshat and the gears of the Tfus Venitzki. Maybe the Rambam understood like that in the Gemara, that if the lower court can't come to a conclusion. But it's not that they said pata. So then you don't say emachzirnos lechova. You bring him to a higher court. But if the higher court said kulam lechova, so then there is no higher court to go to. And on that, Rav Soloveitchik also thought that that's not acceptable. He said we don't have any system of appeals. Just like Yerush Sameach would agree that if the later court gave a psak, or the lower court gave a psak, and they stick to their psak, and you can't prove to them that it's wrong, the higher court has a different atiyas hadas from the lower court. They're not a toyeh b'dvamish, they're not a toyeh b'shikul hadas. They didn't make any mistake at all. So if the lower court gave a psak, there is no court of appeal. So Rav Soloveitchik thought, who are dinami, he didn't like this word of the Yerush Sameach also. He thought this also doesn't make sense. If the lower court can't function because they can't do a halonas adin, because they all said pasul kulam tchila lechayva, so the halonas adin won't accomplish anything. So it says it's going to be a yasmi bezin zaka, yasmi bezin zaka. Yeah, Yerush Sameach thinks that that doesn't make sense.
Not an appeal,
huh?
Not an appeal.
Yeah. He thinks that since he's already in a court of 23, so my all may high, me high. So if this court can't function, why should that court function? You have to go to a higher court. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik says. What do you mean a higher court? I mean that there's a system of appeals. So even Yerush Sameach himself agrees there's no appeals court. If the lower court would have said chayiv, and the higher court thinks putter, there's no appeal system. You can't, unless the higher court can convince the lower court that it made a mistake. It's a different story. So that's the question. Why the Rambam in the Tfus Venetia has the reading Sanhedrin Gedolim? Advaz points it out. He's not sure. He thinks maybe he's Labdavka. Maybe he means even Sanhedrin Gedolim. Yer Sameach thought that maybe it's Dabka Sanhedrin Gedolim. Sanhedrin Tana, the din wouldn't apply. And we don't even have the gears. We don't have this. Got to check in the new editions what they think is the better gear system. Amar Rav Yechon, Eim Hashivim Sanhedrin Ela Bali Koyma. You have to appoint as members of the Sanhedrin tall people. Bali Chochma, very intelligent people. Bali Mare, good looking people. Bali Zikno, not young people. You should appoint a little age. Why do you need that they should be tall and dark and handsome? So Rashi says, "Shetehei emosim utelus ala brios." What, they should be respected by the community. If they're going to be short, they're not going to be so good looking. They're not going to be so handsome. They're going to be very young. They're not going to be bali zikno. So then they won't be respected by the community. If they're too much bali zikno, is no good. And Mar says later, Hey, Moshivim is Sanhedrin. You're not allowed to appoint if you have a Sanhedrin of 23. There's judging a case of Din and Nefashas, so you can't appoint people who have no children or people who are already grandparents who don't have young children. You have to, because they don't have any. People who have young children know that that young children always are wild, and human beings are not machines. You always have to have rachmanis on human beings. So if you have a person who never had any children of his own, or you have a person who already his children are grown already, so he will no longer have that degree of rachmanis. If it's a case of mesis, v'chilas ayla mesis, adarabba. By mesis, you can appoint such a person as a member of the bezin, as the member of the Sanhedrin. But if it's not a case of a mesis, then you're not allowed. Yeah, that's the Gemara on Lamed Vav Amid Beis. About 10 lines from the top. The Gemara quotes a Tosef and Perek Zayin. A Moshivim B'Sanhedrin Zokein, an older person who no longer has young children. V'Soris U'Mishein Lo Bonim. Abyuda Moisef Af Achzori. V'Chilufeihem B'Mesis. V'Rachmanam Alotzachma Olosichas. Chilufeihem B'Mesis, that's all the nine Chilukim between Mamanus and Nefashis. Are all based on Hatzolah, so the mitzvah of Hatzolah doesn't apply neither to Sharan Nisko nor to Mason. Yeah. What about Mediach also doesn't apply? A Mesis, technically, the word Mesis and Mediach are not exactly the same. Mesis is a Mesis liyachid, and Mediach is a Mediach sarabim, Mediach lerabim. So the Gemara on Lamin Gimel Lamin Beis also writes the chiluf of the Mesis. Only a sarah chilukim should be mamanus the nine chilukim, the one that here you need 23, here you need 3. That's a gzeres hakosuf. That's not a function of a hitzilu eidah. But the other nine halachas are based on the hitzilu, so the chiluf of the mesis, they don't apply to a mesis. So the first opinion, Omar Absimi Barashi, that's on Laman Gimel Laman Beis. That's 15 lines in the top. Omar Absimi Barashi, the chiluf of the mesis, the tzivu lesachmol, or lesachasa olav, rafkana masni michi horek tahargenu. He quotes a different pasuk, Horek Targen. What's the difference? Whether it's based on this pasuk or based on that pasuk? So the Yorsa Meach suggests that maybe it's Chapsan Afkamina. I have to look in the psukim, I forgot already. I think the Yorsa Meach says that one of them is talking about Mediach, the other one is talking about Mesis. It could be that there's a difference, there are differences between Mesis and Mediach. Zimar has later. A Mesis is a Yachin Mediach is a Raman, wherever it is, that's Sam of Zion. Wherever you have the Sugya of Mesis. So there are several differences here. There are differences between a Mesis and a Mediach. So it could be that this Chiluf of the Mesis is only by Mesis, not by Mediach. So that's what the Yerusha Meach thinks that is the root of the Machloikis. What Pasuk are you quoting? It'll happen off Kamina whether the Din is the same by Mediach. Again, so the Gemara says on Yudzayinim and Aleph, you have to appoint to be members of the Sanhedrin, people who will be respected by the community. Bali Koma, tall, Bali Chochma, intelligent, Bali Mara, good looking, Bali Zikna. Bali Zikna doesn't mean in the 80s, if they don't have any young children anymore, so it's no good, the Gemara says. Bali Zikna means not to the exclusion of a guy who's just wet behind the ears, he just got his smichas, so you've got to make him a member of the Sanhedrin already. He wants to command the respect of the community. So you have to have, it should be a little experience. Ubalek Shofim, why do you have to have Balek Shofim? This has to do with commanding the respect of the community. So Rashi explains, no. You need that they should understand for which kishuf one is kai misa and what not. And if the one who deserves the yoinish misa the one who deserves the Onesh Misa is going to use some kind of a trick by from Shal Kishuf to prevent the Bezdin from administering the Onesh, so they'll know how to break that Kishuf. The Bezdin will know how to break the Kishuf. That's how Rashi writes. Lohomis mechashem habotchim b'chshofeihem lehinotzol midei Bezdin ulegalus al hamechashvim hamesisim emedichim b'chshofeihem kigon hamitzvim. It takes one to know one. So you have to have the members of the Bezdin have to be Bali Kishuf in order to be able to figure out what's going on. Who is practicing Kishuf? Well, the Galus Ala Machashim. The first he says, and they shouldn't be able to get away with any shtick through their Kishuf, so the members of the Bezdin have to know how to undo the Kishuf. And then he says, the Galus Ala Machashim. And then they have to know Kishuf in order to know who's Chayiv Mis. What's the Yodim Meshivim Lashon? The members of the Bezdin have to know all the various languages. Why? Because Shalai Teisa Hedri Shamaz Mepi Hameturgimon. Rashi means when the Edim testify, Kishaboyim Eide Loazim Lahoy Bifneim, when witnesses come to speak a foreign language, Leitzach Lahamin Mulit Menem, Dabalei Eid Mepi Eid. That's no good. The Halacha says Eid Mepi Eid is no good. You have the Bezdin has to hear directly from the Eid. So the Gemara on the days, according to Rashi, picks up on this theme. How many members of the Bezdin Hagadol have to know all the various languages in order to be Mekabel Eidus? So we already discussed this. The Chidush Aran raises this issue. The Ramban on Chumash has a machlokes with the Rabbeinu Sadia Gaon in his Pirush al HaTorah. Kabbalah Seidus in a case that requires Sanhedrin Ketana of 23. That case of Din Nefashim. So how many Dayanim do you need for the purpose of Kabbalah Seidus of Din Nefashim? So the Rav Sadia Goin writes, Al Pishnayim Edom Al Pishlosh Edom Yumas Hameis. So he's bothered with the kasha al pipshutim is kayem seidus bishnayim lama part lochakosa bishloisha. The Mishnah Makris gives you a whole drasha. The Torah Shabbat Peh gives a whole series of napkaminas ledina makishloisha bishnayim makishnayim leshloisha. But what's the pshutushal mikra? Pshutushal mikra is very difficult. The Rav Sadia Goin writes al pishnayim made him al pishloisha dayon. He thinks that that's the pshutushal mikra. That's very that's very difficult. How is that the pshutim? It's al pishnayim edim al pishlosh edim yumas hameis. How do you interpret the word edim that it means dayonim? I don't know. So the Ramban doesn't ask that. I don't think the Ramban asked that kasha. That he doesn't. I don't think so. It doesn't fit into the pshuto. Ramban asked the kasha. Al pi aloch, it's not correct. And since we require a bezdin of 23 to be done the case of din and nefashis, so how can a bezdin of 3 be mekabelatus? You should require the whole bezdin of 23 for the purpose of kabbalah seidus. So the same shayla would come up. Let's say you have a case of din in nefashis shel kohen gadol. In donim is amelach, in donim is a kohen gadol, and all the bezmen shall shim liyechem. You need the whole bezmen of 71. So how many members of the bezmen of 71 would you need for the purpose of kabbalah seidus? Would you need all 71? Would you need all 71 members? So that's what Tosfos writes in Menachos here. On the bottom of the page here it says to look in the Tosfos and Menachos. Ayin Tosfos Menachos Samachayim and Aleph. Tosfos Menachos writes there that you need all the 71 members of the Bezna Gadol have to be Makirim B'chol Shivim Lashon in case a case will come up. In the event that a case will come up that'll need all 71 to be done, let's say Ein Donim Mesach Kain Gadol El Al Pibezna Shol Shivim Yechad Ein Donim Mesach Shevet El Pibezna Shol Shivim Yechad, and the witnesses are going to speak some foreign language. So you have to have all 71 members of the Bezna Gadol have to be able to understand that language, that they should be able to be mekabelatus. So Tosfos learns Kipshuto. Tosfos seems to hold like the Ramban and Chumash that you need 23 for Kabbalah Seidus of Din Nefashis, and you need 71 for Kabbalah Seidus of a case that needs a Bezna of 71. Tosfos goes Kipshuto. Yeah. Tosfos goes Kipshuto, but Rashi on Amud Beis clearly agrees with the Rav Sadia Goin, because Rashi writes on here the Gemara on Amud Beis on the fourth line. Am Rav Yudah Marav Kolir Sheim Bo Shnayim Ledabe Vecha Deshmaya Eim Ashivim Bo Sanhedrin. How many people do you have to have in the community who speak this foreign language? The Rashi says it's sufficient if you have 3 who understand all the languages and 1 who can speak the language. How does it say? Or 2. Shnayim ledaber ve'echad lishmoa. 2 should speak all the languages, and the third one can understand the language. And the other 20 members of the Sanhedrin Ketana, Sanhedrin Ketana has 23 dayanim. So we're talking about appointing 23 dayanim in any given community. So Rashi understands you don't require that all 23 should speak Spanish and French and all the foreign and German. It's enough of 3. And from the 3 who know the German and the French and the Spanish, it's enough if 2 of them can both speak Spanish and German and understand it, and the third one should understand. The Rashi clearly thinks the Kabbalah Seidus of Din Nefashis is sufficient with a bezin of 3. You don't need all 23, because Rashi writes on Amun Aleph, is going to be a violation of the Din of Eid Mipiyeh. So Eid Mipiyeh is not a good Kabbalah Seidus. Rashi says on Amud Beis, all you need are 3 people who speak Spanish to be mekabelatus. So he said, obviously he thinks that the Kabbalah Seidus of Din Nefashis is sufficient with a bezin of 3. So the Ran, the Chiddush Ran, quotes the Machlekes Rav Sadia Goin and the Ramban in connection with this Rashi on Yud Zayin Amud Beis. So he says, what do you do if you all like the Ramban? And the Ramban insists that the Kabbalah Seidus of Nefashis requires all the 23 dayanim have to understand Spanish. So what is he talking about? 2 can both speak and understand Spanish, and the third one is sufficient if he understands Spanish. The other 2 will interrogate the witness. How is that good enough? All 23 have to understand Spanish. So that's why the Ran offers an alternate interpretation in the Gemara. that the Shnayim Ladabe Vechad Shmaya doesn't go on Shah Lashinas. The Daber and Lishmaya goes, how great a rabbi do you have to be appointed a member of a Sanhedrin? A Sanhedrin of 23 is usually taking care of cases of nefashos. They don't have to take care of cases of tumah v'tara, mikvos. They have a shayla mikvos, they'll ask nechazanish. They have a shayla in erevin, they'll ask abchaimah, they'll ask someone else. They don't have to know kol ha'tara kula. Their job is a specialty. A bezin of 3 has to know choshe mishpat, they have to be done didimah. Bezin of nefashos at 23, you have to know din nefashos, you have to know masechah sanhedrin. Well, they have to know brachas. If the Shalav will come up in Brochus, they'll ask the roast, they'll ask the dying in the community. You don't require that they should know Kol HaTorah Kula. So that's where Rashi, that's what the other Pshat in the Gemara is. You have to have 3 who are knackers in Kol HaTorah Kula. You have to have Shnayim of the Dabe Vechad Shmoyah. 2 of them have to be able to talk and learning in Kol HaTorah Kula, and 1 of them has to be able to understand the Shmuas in Kol HaTorah Kula. The other 20 members of the Sanhedrin Ketana don't have to know Kol HaTorah Kula. They're not mechuyim. It's efficient if they know Sanhedrin. They know Masechah Sanhedrin from cover to cover. And they know all the issues that may possibly come up in a case of Din and Nefashos. But from the 23 members of the Sanhedrin, you only call the Yerushalmi. You have to have 3 who really are great Gaonim, who know Kol HaTorah Kula. 2 of the 3 should be able to talk and learning in Kol HaTorah Kula, and 1 should at least be able to follow a discussion in Kol HaTorah Kula. But it doesn't go on how many members of the 23 member doesn't have to understand Spanish and German and French. No, they all have to understand, because you need Kabbalah Seders by all 23. That's what the Ram points out, that Rashi's Pshat on the Gemara Shnayim Ladabe Vechad Shmaya is on the assumption, like the Rav Sadi Goyim, that it's enough with Kabbalah Seders in the Fashas, it's sufficient with Kabbalah Seders, there's not 3. And the Ramban, who disagrees with Rav Sadi Goyim, is going to have a different shot than his Gemara.
Is that how much do the
You have to have a bezin who knows that language, yeah? The din of shaloi yeshayahen shemazman piyam meturgaman, Rashi writes aid me piye. It's not only if the meturgaman will be translating from aide loazin, they have to be able to understand the baldin also. It's not enough they understand it. Let's say all the aidin will speak Yiddish, or Lashon Kodesh, whatever. But the baldinim don't speak. So toitachnish. The Bezdin, the members of the Bezdin have to be able to understand from the Baladinim what they're saying. The Chisaron of a Meturgamon is both. Vis-a-vis saying over what the Yadim said and vis-a-vis saying over what the Baladinim said.
What kind of lack of the requirements of the qualifications of the Dayanim apply for both in as well? Let's say Baladinim, Korma, and
Baladinim, I don't think so. I don't think so. This is only by Sanhedrin of Din Rekoshi. Sanhedrin of Bezdin of Dinim Mammon is the Rambam has 8 requirements. The Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Rambam. There are 8 requirements, but these are not from amongst them. Chochmah. Yeah, one of them is Chochmah. But they don't have to be good looking, they don't have to be Bali Zitra, they don't have to be all these Bali Koima. No. They have to be humble, they have to be honest. Intelligent. Yeah. Then the Gemara has on the last line a famous statement. Omar Avyuna Marabe Meshiv Mitzahenel Mishi Adela Taris HaSheretz Min HaTorah. You can only appoint to be a member of a Sanhedrin someone who knows how to drei a cup. He knows how to make a tilpul that a sheretz is Torah. Min HaTorah. So that's what Rabbeinu Tam says. The tilpul HaCharifah Shal Hevel. Kosher Rabbi Natan Malvana Bacharifah Shal Hevel Latar Sheretz Shatariti Masai. It's a mafurish pasuk that the Shmoneh Sheratzim, the Chumash lists off 8 rodents that if they're dead while they are alive, there's no tumah. But these 8 specific Sheratzim are the Shmoneh Sheratzim Hamur Matar. That if you handle them after they're dead, so you become tamei. So Rabbi Natan doesn't understand. What does the Gemara say? In Moshiv and Sanhedrin. Usually you read the Pshat in Gemara, you have to appoint open-minded people. They have to be open-minded, they should be able to drei fakir from what it says in the Chumash. The Tosfos says that's ridiculous. That's not open-minded. That's stupid. The Gemara in Erev in Yud Gimel has an expression that Reb Meir had a Talmud, Tumchus, who was a genius, and whenever an issue of Tumah would come up, he would give 48 reasons why it's Tumah. Whenever an issue of Tara would come up, he gave 48 explanations why it's Tar. And then it says, and Reb Meir had another student, sounds like it's not Tumchus, he had another student, who was Yadeh, the Taras HaSheret, Bikan Tani. He could give you 150 reasons why the Sheretz is Tohar. So that's what the Rabbi Natan is. The same Gemara here and there in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel. It says on the bottom, Erev and Yud Gimel on the base. And the Yodim Ataren, he said, what's Malan about Harifa Shalheva? What do you gain from such silly Pilpulim? What do you accomplish? You have 150 explanations why a Sheretz is Tohar. There's a Pasi in the Chumash, the Sheretz is Tohar. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's certainly correct. That's how Rabbi Natan, you gotta know what you're talking about, yeah. That's how the Tosfos quotes Rabbi Natan says on Merubah. There is a Gemara in Merubah, in Bava Kamma, and Afei, you see in the Tosfos, 5 lines from the end of the Tosfos. 8 lines from the end of the Tosfos. The Inyan's there, similar to this, before Rabbi Natan, Rabbi Natan explained the Gemara in Bava Kamma. The Gemara says there, Bava Kamma, my chulis asnoim. Chulda is one of the Shemana Shvatz Mahamur Matar. What's the din? You have, if a human being is dead, if a Jewish person dies, Adam Kiyamis Ba'oyim. If a Jewish person dies, so you have 3 levels of tumor. You have Maga, Masa, 3 kinds of tumor. You have Maga, Masa, and Oha. You have Maga, if I touch the mace. Then you have Masa, let's say I'm wearing gloves. I'm not touching the mace, or the mace is all wrapped up, and I'm carrying the mace from one place to the other. So that's masa. I'm carrying the mace. I'm pushing the mace. And then you have ohel. I'm not touching the mace, and I'm not even pushing the mace. I'm just under the same roof as the mace. Or I lean over the mace. The mace is outside. There's no roof at all. I lean on top of the mace. That's ohel. Or I'm sitting here minding my own business outside. There's no roof, and they carry a mace right above me, above my body. So that's ohel. If they're mahil a mace on top of me, or I'm mile on top of the mace, or oil am shocha, if the mace and I are both under the same roof. So those are the 3 kinds of ova. So that's a din, that a mace Adam, to distinguish a mace Adam from a behemoth that dies, so we call the Adam who dies is called the mace, and the behemoth who dies is called an avela. It's the same thing. But we want to know whether we're talking about a human dead body, or we're talking about an animal. A cow dies without a shchita, if you did a proper shchita, so it's not metame. But if it died a natural death, or you made a nevela, you shaped it in such a way, you made it into a nevela, so then it has tumas nevela. Tanisar achilas nevela has a tumas nevela. So the din is, if you have a dead body, so it's mentame, all three. Magam masa uba oihom. And if it's a nochri, then it's a machlekes hatanoim, machlekes abshimim baichoy nachachomim and yiromis, where the mesi akma metamim ba oihom, or they're not metamim ba oihom. But magam masa, everybody agrees they're metamim. And Boihil is a machlekes hatanoim. And the machlekes the Rishonim had a paskin. But it may say, Yakama metami Boihil. Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber and the Ramah both say we should be machmir for the Shitas HaTesis. Tesis wants the paskin like the Chachamim. That may say, Yakama metami Boihil. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says, may say, Yakama not metami Boihil. The Ramah paskin is like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. But not all the Rishonim agree. Tesis thinks that that's only the minority opinion, and the Chachamim disagree with Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. The Tosfos thinks we should pass them like the Chachamim. That may say Akum, Arosim Etami Ba'oihum. So one who comes in contact with a mace and becomes a Tami Tumas Mace, or a Mace Yodam, is Tami for 7 days. He has to have Hazosh Lishi Shri from the Paraduma water. Then there's another din of Nivlas Behema. If a Behema of a Chaya die, so Nivlas Behema is not Metami Ba'oihum, it's only Metami B'magum B'masa. You don't have to have Hazosh Shlishi Yishvi. You don't need 7 days. You go to the mikveh the same day, and that's finished. You become Tohar. You need Harv Shemesh? Okay. You have to wait. If you want to eat Maisa Sheni, you can eat right away. If you want to eat Truma Kodshim, you have to wait till Harv Shemesh. You have to wait till Seisa Kachavim after you're being Tohar. So if you come in contact with a Nivlas Behema or Nivlas Chaya, so that's Mentame, let's say the meat that they sell in the A&P. So it didn't have a shechita at all. So that's nevela. So let's say some for kicks, a guy picks up the package a meat to see what it looks like. So it's wrapped up, so there's no maga. If it wouldn't be wrapped up, you would touch it. So it's matame b'maga. If you pick it up, so even though it's wrapped up, and even if you're wearing gloves and there's no maga, but there's still masa, so it's matame b'masa. So it's matame. You go to the mikveh the same day, and you have harashemesh, and everything is okay. And then there's a din of sheret. Shmanu shvatim amurim b'tayroh are only those shmanu shvatim. The other shvatim are not. The other shvatim have no tumah at all. They neither have tumas nevela, because it's not behema v'chaya, nor do they have tumah sheretz. Tumah sheretz is only metame b'mago. It's not metame b'masa or b'ohel. It's not metame b'masa or b'ohel. Then there's another. Those are the three. Those are the three. That a dead sheretz, a live sheretz is not metame at all. A dead sheretz is metame b'mago, and a dead behema v'chaya is metame b'mago u'b'masa, and a meis odom, as opposed to niblus behema, is metame b'mago b'masa b'ohel. Then there's a din of nivla seif tohar. The Taisus throws in for good measure and on a base. There's a halach of nivla seif tohar mitame abeis abliyah. Rashi Achumish quotes that in Parshas Vayikra. That if you have, let's say, an eagle, you can't do shchita on an eagle. It's not a kosher bird. So even if you do shchita, it's called nivla seif tohar. Where they did shchita, he didn't do shchita. Shchita is not chal on a behemoth tameo, on a yeshechta horse or yeshechta donkey. So it's the same as dying a natural death. So it's metame. It has a tumas nevel. If you shecht a cow, if you shecht it properly, so then it's not metame. If you didn't shecht it properly, then it is metame. It's called a nevel. So on nivlas oif tome, there is no tuma at all. Period. There's no maga, there's no masa, there's no ochel, there's nothing. If it's nivlas oif tohor, let's say they sell chickens in the A&P. So the chicken is an eif tohar, but it never had a proper shchita. So nivla seif tohar is a din. It's not metame b'mago b'masa or b'oil. It's only metame b'beis abliya. If you swallow it, learn that from a person of chumash. If you swallow the nivla seif tohar, it's metame. It's not metame any other form. Only b'beis abliya when you swallow it. That's a question Rabbi Yosef Engel has in his sefer Asman Deraisa, a whole essay. He quotes our Taisus. He has a whole essay. Rab Chaim has half of the discussion. Rabbi Yosef Engel has the whole discussion. What kind of an animal is this? What kind of aloch is that? This nivla seif tohar mitame abeis abliya. That if you have if you swallow chicken that never had a proper shchita, so you rub around and eat sort of eating the vela. Okay, you get malchus for eating the vela, but you get tomei. When you swallow it, you become tomei. So what kind of a thing is that? Is that halacha that the achila is metame you? Halacha says the achila is metame. That's strange. Could be. Or maybe we should say it's not. It doesn't make sense, achila. Maybe the pshat is that it's maga. But normally maga has to be maga mibachut. Maga inside the body is maga beis astorim. Maga beis astorim doesn't count. So here it's exeris akosis that only maga in the base of Leah is metame, and any other maga is not metame. Or maybe it's a third side, maybe it's masa. Maybe it's not. Maga base of Leah doesn't count. Masa, if you have something that's metame be masa, then there's no halacha that base astorim doesn't count. There are two different halachas. There's a dina base astorim, then there's a dina balua. These are two different dinas. There's a dina base astorim. Let's say I'm tame. And so I'll touch someone else, I'll be metame then. Or someone touches me, so the tumor is transmitted. The tumor goes from the other metame to the other metame. So if I touch him, the beis astorim shalom. He opened his mouth, and I stick my finger in, and I touch the back of his mouth. The part of the mouth that's never the tongue, you can stick your tongue out, so the tongue is not called the beis astorim. Even though the tongue, 95% of the time, tongue is inside the mouth. But since you can stick it out, so that's not called beis astorim. But the inside of the mouth, that's beis astorim. Then there's balua, that's further halacha. Balua is even further in. So the din is that there's, when you're talking about tumas mago, so we learn out from a pasuk that says in the Chumash, v'chiyig, how does it say? V'chiyig ha-hazav batohar. I forgot already the pasuk. The yodav lo shatav pamayim. It says if the zav touches somebody and he didn't go to mikveh yet, so it says the yodav lo shatav pamayim. So the Gemara understands from the word yodav My yod of mi baroi have called mi baroi. The maga deis hastorim is not called maga. Whether the adam tohar touches whether the adam tamei touches the adam tohar in his deis hastorim, or the adam tohar puts his finger into the mouth of the adam tamei, maga has to be mi bachus. Ibaroi. If it's the deis hastorim, it's not considered maga. But masa it will be. Masa it will be. Let's say I have niblas behema, not chicken. Let's say I have meat from the A&P. That's nevela. That's matami b'maga or b'masa. So let's say it's wrapped up in a package. So there's no maga. It's wrapped in a package, no maga, but there is masa. So if I hold it in my hand, it's matami b'masa. What if someone puts it into my mouth? I never held it in my hand. Someone puts it in my mouth. So you're going to say, Beis HaStorm is not Mitami. So the Gemara says, no, Beis HaStorm is excluded from Maga. Maga, Beis HaStorm doesn't count. But Masa, the Beis HaStorm is Mitami. But if it's Balua, so Balua is Kimisheino. Balua doesn't count at all. Balua is even less than Beis HaStorm. Let's say, the middle of an operation, they make an open heart, whatever. They cut open my kishka. They cut open my chest, and they take this package of nevela from the A&P, and they put it inside, and they sew me up, and I start walking around. So that's masa, but that's masa balua. That's balua. That's not beis hastorim. In the mouth is called beis hastorim, but in the beis ablia, that's more than beis hastorim. That's balua already. So balua is kimisheino. There's no maga, there's no matzah. The Gemara says there's nothing. So that's the shaila over here. This is a pesanok where this din is such a strange halacha. This is a real quirk of halacha that nidla seif tohor is metamei abeis ablia. If you buy chickens from the A&P, they never had a good shechita. So it's nidla seif tohor. So if you swallow it, only if you swallow it, it's metamei. If you touch it, you shake it, you carry it, not metamei. Only the beis ablia. So there, that's what Rabbi Yosef Engel and Rabbi Chaim together discussed three possibilities. One possibility is that it's the achila is metamayu. If you swallow a kazayis, it's metamay. The other possibility is what kind of achila? Whoever heard of a dinah? Something is metamay b'achila. Things are metamay b'magam b'masabol. Nothing is metamay b'achila. Maybe the pshat is that here it's exeris akosav that only maga the beis ablia is metamay. Any other maga is not Natame, only maga the beis ablia. Or it could be that it's only masa the beis ablia. What's the difference whether you say A, B, or C? So there are big differences. So Rav Chaim in his sefer only talks about one issue. He shows that there's a machlokes satanaim. Rabbi Yosef Engel has the same also. Whether there is a machlokes satanaim, the din is if you eat, let's say, matzah, eat a half a kazayis, and then you pause a little bit and eat another half a kazayis. And you finished eating the second half of kazayis, terke de achilas fras, from the time you began the first half of kazayis. The whole kazayis was swallowed, terke de achilas fras, but there clearly was a pause in between. He didn't swallow the full kashir kazayis, bevas, achas. So that's mitzareif, whenever there's a mitzvah achila, korban pesach, and matzah and mar, whenever there's a mitzvah achila, you're mitzareif de achila if it's terke de achilas fras. So there is a machlokes satanoim where the tzir of terke de achilas pras applies to nivla seif tohar metamei abeis ablia. So sometimes I'm hold it. So one time is in the Gemara and one time is in the Torah's Kohanim. That's Rab Chaim and Rabbi Yosef Engel both quote. So they both say this is the machlokes satanoim. If the gedah hatum of nivla seif tohar metamei abeis ablia is achilas metamei, achilas is a dina called a tarakula. A Turkid Achilas Pras is mitztaref together. It's called one achila. But if you say the word is that it's not achila, it's maga or masa. So if I had a maga on a half a kazayis and it wasn't mitamimi, and then that disappears. I swallowed already. Now I have another maga on the second half a kazayis. So it's a baita not going to be mitami. Let's say I'll touch a half a kazayis of niblas behema, and then I'll touch another half a kazayis. So it's not mitzaref unless I'm touching both half kazeis and the basachas. But if I do nogea v'chayzim and nogea, that's not mitzaref yachad.
Right now I'm touching the whole kazeis. Half and half. Whole kazeis in my body.
But inside the body is the wrong maga. The maga has to be only beis ablia. Only mitame beis ablia. Let's say if they'll cut me open and put it into my stomach, then it's not mitame. It's only nibla sosto is only mitame when it's in the Beis Abliya. So that's a shaila. Is it if it's betar, if achilas nivla seif tohar is metamei, so achila is mitzar. If tuchat so is eif ma mitzar from a betar to achilas props. But if it's not achila, if it's magamasa, then it wouldn't be, then it wouldn't be able to be mitzar. And then Rabbi Yosef Engel says, is the Rabbi Yosef Engel points out that this tesis, this is one tesis in all of Shas. He doesn't have any other rishon that says like this. Tesis on Amud Beis writes a lashon that nivla seif tohar mitame b'masa b'beis abliya. The only source anybody saying that it's not b'maga is b'masa. It doesn't really make it any better. It's still a yetzmen aklal. Not only maga doesn't count, even if it's just beis astarim. Masa the beis astarim is mitame, but masa on balua is not mitame. The beis abliya is balua, the throat. The beis abliya doesn't mean the mouth. If you're holding the nivla seif tohar in the mouth, it's not mitame. Only as you swallow it down your throat, that part of the throat where it swallows down, the beis abliya, that's called balua. Beis abliya is called balua. That's not called beis astarim. So really, there shouldn't be any maga there. There shouldn't be any matzah there. So it's anyway a yotzim in aklam. But Tosfos words it that it's matzah beis abliya. It'll happen afkemina. Let's say the fellow wraps up, the fellow swallows a kazayas of nivlo saftar that's wrapped in paper. So if it's maga, if the din is that it's maga beis astarim, so there was no maga, he swallowed it in a wrapper. And the wrapper is a chaytzik, so there was no maga. But if it's masa beis astarim, the way Tosfos words it, masa beis abliya. So that's a misprint in Tosfos. But the way it says in the Tosfos Bayas, masa beis abliya, so then it would be mitame, even if it's wrapped up in paper. So these are three possibilities. And Rabbi Yosef Engel, two of them we know for sure is the machlokes ha'tanaim, whether it's mitame, the Torah achila, or not. Can you be mitzarf two chatzoy shiurim tach de'achilos pras of each other? So that's an explicit machlokes ha'tanaim, and that's the question: how did the Rambam know how to pasken on that machlokes ha'tanaim? So that's Rabbi Yosef Engel and Rabbi Chaim. They both have. They often have the same topics that they discuss, but this part of the topic only Rabbi Yosef Engel has: is it maga beis abliya or is it masa beis abliya? With the nafkamina, what if it'll be wrapped up in paper? So he points out that our Taisa says masa. Okay. So this is one point that Taisa talks about. But then the main theme of the Taisa is Taisa the Rabbeinu Tam is bothered with the kasha. What does the Gemara say? Yadeh l'taris hasheretz min haTorah, or the loshen and erevin yud gimel amin beis. Talmud Echad Hoyel Oda Rab Meir. Rab Meir had one student, Simchas. Rab Meir was a super genius also, the Gemara says. Rab Meir, when he gave the shiur, he used to give such pilpulim, lakan or lakan, that the Talmidim walked out. They didn't know what his own personal opinion was. But he explained all the logical possibilities. So the Gemara says that's why they didn't stay too long by Rab Meir. They liked, in the days of the Tanoim, they liked the shiur where you walk away and you know, halacha l'maaseh, the bottom line, what's to do. So that's why in the next generation, when they voted what the maskana should be, so usually Rav Meir's shita lost because they didn't know what his opinion was, and they all left him. They all went to learn by the other tanoim. So most of the time, whenever there's machlokes on Meir and the other tanoim, the Gemara says they're there, then most of the time we don't accept Rav Meir's opinion. So this Rav Meir trained the Talmidim also to be such geniuses, to give. So Simchas was a star student of Rav Meir. And the Gemara says, after Rav Meir died, the Gemara says in Kiddushin, after Rav Meir died, so Rav Yehuda said, don't allow any of the students of Rav Meir to come in, they're just kantaranime, just going to give me a hard time. And one of them came in and he started a whole pilpul and he said, throw him out, he must be for Rav Meir. That was Simchas. He said, throw him out, I said you shouldn't let him come in. And then Rav Yaisi said, what do you mean? Rav Meir just, a friend Rav Meir died, and Rav Yehuda is going to be screaming, so what's going to be with the Torah? You have to let the Talmidim come, you have to try to train them that they should think the way you think. So the Gemara says there, Simchas was the star student of Rav Meir. He could give 48 explanations why a Dava Tohar was Tohar. Why that's good. 48 explanations for the correct din. And 48 explanations why the Dava Tami is Tami. And then it says, Oh, Talmud Hoyla the Rav Meir, show you there, Lataris HaSheretz, Bikan Taimim. He could give 150 explanations why a Sheretz is Tohar. So that's what the Rabbeinu Tam finds difficulty with. What do you mean? You're giving 150 explanations. So he's going to make sense out of this. Rabbeinu Tam is going to make sense. So part of his pshat is he has this Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Pei, where the Gemara says, What is the chuldas hasnaim? Chuldas is one of the shemayin shvatz ma'amur matar. That if it's dead, it's metame b'mosa. So the Gemara has a whole discussion. What is a chuldas hasnaim as opposed to a regular chulda? What's the difference? This is a topic that the Chachmei HaTalmud have to discuss. So the Gemara says, oh, a chuldas hasnaim is what's known in Aramaic jargon as the Shartza Chartza. So what's the Shartza Chartza? So the Gemara tells you a little bit. So Rav Ben Tam says, what's an afkamina? What are they giving? They're writing a dictionary. What's an afkamina? So he says, no. Because there's a Mishnah that says that the Chulda is one of the Mishnah and Taras somewhere that he quotes. The Taras is from Mavakam quotes. There's a Mishnah and Taras that says that the Chulda is one of the Shemayin Shuatim who Amurim Batar, that's Metame Bemosam, but it's Metame Bemosam only, a Sheretz is only Metame Bemago. It's not Metame Bemaso, it's certainly not Metame Ba'oha. But then there's another Chulda, that's a Chulda Sasnoim. A Chulda is a weasel. But some of these Chuldas are bigger than others. So if the Chulda is too big, then it's not considered one of the Shemayin Shuatim, then it's considered like a Behemah V'chaya. So if it drops dead, then it's mentame b'mago u'b'masa. It's not just mentame b'mago. It's mentame b'mago u'b'masa. So the Mishnah says, so which is mochomer? Which is mochomer? Behema v'chaya l'chor is mochomer than a sheretz. Because behema v'chaya is mentame b'mago u'b'masa. A sheretz is only mentame b'mago. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, there is a chumer that sheretz has that behema v'chaya don't have. That a sheretz is mentame b'kadasha. It's a smaller size. You don't even have to have a kezias, less than a kezias, as opposed to behema v'chaya. Niblus behema v'chaya is only metame if you have a kezias. So there's a mishnah that the Rabbi Natam dug up from somewhere, from Taras. Mishnah in Kilayin. It's not in Taras. Oh, Tosus says that the mishnah is in a holos. So on the side of the Gemara it says that it's in this print, there ain't no such Mishnah in Aholos, it's in Kilayim. So the Mishnah says in Kilayim that the Chuldas Hasnaim is a Sveiket Adina because it's much bigger than a little weasel. So the little weasel says in Chumash. The little weasel is one of the Shemana Shvatz Ma'amur Ma'atayra. It has the Chumash and the Kulas. It has the Kulas that it's only Metame B'mago, not Metame even B'masa. And it has the Chumash that it's Metame B'mago, the Kadasha. The Chuldas Hasnaim is if it's bigger. A Sneh is a bush. So Chuldas Hasnoim is a weasel. Instead of running around a house, it runs around bushes, and it's bigger than a regular Chuldas. So the Tanoim weren't sure whether you should treat it like a behema of a chayo. Should we treat it like a chayo with the chumis and the kulis, or should we treat it like a sheretz? So they said you go the chumra in both directions. So if you touched it, if you did maga on it, even if it's less than a kazayis, but it has a kadasha, you have to go l'chumra that we treat it like a chulda sasnoim, it's dina kechulda l'chumra. But if it has a kazayis, then it's even metame b'maso. You mean if you have a suffik tuma b'shusayochid is lahachmer, b'shusarabim is lahakil. I don't remember the din. What if it's a suffik in halacha? The normally suffik tuma goes a suffik whether I touched it or not, but here it's a suffik in halacha whether this has the status. I think there is such a discussion. I think Daniel Stein, if I'm not mistaken, said a chabura on that last year. When did they learn mikvahs last year? So I think he said a chabura on that. He said he found something in the Migdash David about that, whether the klolim of suffik tuma b'shus sayach b'shus sarabim apply if you have a sfeika the dina or only a suffik in mitzias. Gotta ask him what he discovered. I don't know. But that's what it says in this Mishnah that's not in Taharas. Okay. Taisa stands correct. The Mishnah is in Kilayim, not in Taharas. Okay. So the Gemara there says, the Gemara in Bava Kama says, my Chuldas Hasnoim. What's the Gemara interested in describing all the different animals? So he said, the Rabbein and Tam says, no, it's relevant halacha lamaisa. Which is the Chuldas Hasnoim? That's the Sfeika Dina. That we're not sure whether it's dino kechayo or dino kesheretz, and we go luchum in both directions. That if it has a, if you did maga, it's metame even if you only have a kadasha. But if you did masa in a kadasha for shum and manav shach, it's not metame. But if you did masa and it had a kazayis, then you'll be metame. Then it'll be metame you lechumer. Masa because maybe it's a chay. So the Gemara says, what is the chul de sasnaim? That's a shartz acharza. But in Babel they used to call a shartz acharza. That's what the Mishnah calls. My chul de sasnaim quotation marks. Chul de sasnaim is a term that appears in the Mishnah, that it's a speker of dina, whether it's dina kisheret or dina kechaya. Then the Gemara says, and my shartza, the mitatoi shake, which is the shartza, chartza, is the chulda sasnaim, that's a speker of dina. And what's the regular shartza, what's the regular chulda, that for sure is a sheret, or my shartza, which is the chulda that's a regular sheret, that's the mitatoi shake, that it has its very low knees. The chulda sasnaim has taller knees. And so that's how it's a speker adina, whether we should treat it like a sheret or like a chaya. But if it's metatoi shaki, if it has low knees, then it's a regular chulda. So then it's vaday dino kish. That's how the Rabbeinu Tam interprets. So the Rabbeinu Tam says that it cannot be that the Gemara says that there's a significance to saying a tilpel shel hevel, a harifa shel hevel. Give 150 explanations why a sheretz is not mitame. No, it means he gave 150 explanations why the sheretz is not mitame b'maso. That's what he gave. A sheretz is only mitame b'mago. It's not mitame b'maso. Unless this is sveik adina, unless you have a suffix where the chuldas hasnoim, the Mishnah, where it was in Klayim, Mishnah treats it as a sveik adina, whether they treat it like a chai, treat it like a sheretz. But if it's a vada sheretz, then Halacha says it only has maga. It doesn't has maga even mekadasha. You don't need a kezayis, but it only has maga. Doesn't have masa at all. Even if it'll have a kezayis, it's not going to have any masa. So that's what Agamar means to say. See, there the tyrus hasheret min haTorah. He knows how to be done that a sheret is tor mitumas masa, and he knows how to use the midrash haTorah and reshes them. The Gemara in Erevin says he can figure out 150 drushes, 150 suggestions to be mechaven mamita shel Torah, to be mechaven what the din really is. So that's what Tosfos finds difficult. What do you need so many drushes for? Is there a Feirish drusha that says that a sheretz is not mitame b'masa? That's what Tosfos says. What do you need 150 pilpulim for? On Amud Beis, on the third line of Va'od. The Ri is not happy with this Rabbeinu Tam. The first line, the Rabbi Kashal Pirush Rabbeinu Tam. They have a lot of kashas against the Rabbeinu Tam. So the kasha on the third line is va'od. What do you need 150 svaris to explain? Mamatzinos and kalochaims and binyanabs all over the place. What do you need it for? Behedyam and ma'id mikro b'teres kohanim sheretz mitumas masa. Period. There's a drasha in the teres kohanim. Finished. But I'm arami. So what do you need 150 support arguments for? Adrasha is adrasha. That's the end of the story. But that's how the Rabbeinu Tam learned the Gemara, because he couldn't be soivel the pshut the shalom. The pshut the shalom Gemara is you have to have open-minded people who are prepared to listen to new suggestions. If you just have a rabbanim who are used to, they're always going to say give the same shot in the Gemara, they learn the same seven mesichtes, they have the machza the same seven, they give the same shurim every time and nothing changes. So then if you're going to have a case of dina nefashis, they'll go with the way they worked it out when they were teenagers, and the same shot. They're not open minded. You have to have a guy who's open minded to all kinds of wild possibilities. That's where you usually learn pshat in the Gemara. They have to be open minded. So Rabbeinu Tam doesn't like that pshat. That's not considered open minded. He considers this harifa shel hevel. So he kvetches into the Gemara. There the Tyrus Asheret mitumas maso. And then Tosfos has a lot of kashas against Rabbeinu Tam. The Emshach HaGemara doesn't fit in either. Gemara says, is Yedei L'Taris HaSheret based on a Kal V'Chomer from Nochosh? Ma Nochosh HaMeim is the Mar B'Tuma. So here the top line on Yud Zayin and Beis. The same Kal V'Chomer is there in Erevin. The Nochosh kills, he's Meim is the Mar B'Tuma, he's the source of Tuma. And nonetheless, the Nochosh is Tohor, he's not Mitameh B'Matzo. So sheretz, which is enemem, is marbet tumah, doesn't cause tumah, doesn't kill people. In a din, shouldn't it be a kavachem? A din means a kavachem. Shei tor shouldn't have a tumah master. So Tosfos has a kasha against the Rabbeinu Tam. The nochesh doesn't even have tumah smago. So So what are you making a kalachayim? If the nachash would have had tumas mag, he doesn't have tumas matzah. So they make a good kalachayim. So the sheretz should be the same as the nachash, but the nachash doesn't even have tumas mag. So it's a pirchan. So what has it got? What has it got to do with the whole kalachayim? So it has a lot of kashas against the Rabbeinu Tam. How did they know? You're making a kalvachemer from the nachash, and how do you know what the din is by the nachash? Maybe the din is that the nachash is metame. So Rabbeinu Tam says, no, that's given. What is that given? That's an offenes sifra. That the Beferish is Rosh and Toras Kohanim, that the nachash is not metame. So the Balei HaTosfos say they were missing the pages and they never found it. They never found that sifra. Rabbeinu Tam even tells you what pasuk it's on. So the read Balei HaTosfos, he looked and he didn't find it. That's the first line they have that kasha. Because shall pirush Rabbeinu Tam delash kanos drasha b'teres kahanim. They never found what he claims to be the drasha shememaatin on nachash. That the Gemara knows that nachash is given. How? Why is nachash given? Oh, that's a drasha in the teres kahanim. So they say they didn't find it. There is no such drasha. The problem. This Gemara is a famous problem. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. The rest of the Gemara just gives you all of the titles: Rabbi Sena Shabbat, Rabbi Sena Shabbat, Yisrael. Who are these people? And the Tosfos goes to historical Tosfos. So in that, tomorrow I'd like to pick up with the last 10 lines on Amud Beis. How many? What's the minimum population you have to have in the city in order to establish a Sanhedrin there? We'll learn that a little bit, and then we'll start the next pair. The second time.